Good evening, everybody. A very, very warm welcome to St. Mark's. If you haven't found a seat, now is a good time to find a chair or a pew or something of that sort. A very, very warm welcome to you all. My name is Saju Mathlali, and I am the vicar here. So very warm welcome to Gillingham. If you don't know, Gillingham is the home of the excellent football team called Gillingham Football Team. And apparently it's been bad news this afternoon. So if you find people grumpy this afternoon, it's because people are passionate supporters of Gillingham's. Anyway, a very warm welcome. I want to extend this welcome to you all as we've gathered here today to this service of licensing and commissioning of Terry Whittaker as lay worker to St. Mark's and leader designate of Reach at Gillingham Pier. I want to especially welcome Terry's and Joe's family and friends. And I hear some of you have come away from far-flung places like Birmingham and others. Anyway, wherever you come from, a very, very warm welcome indeed. We've gathered here to worship, and everything we do is in the context of that. So please can I invite you to stand as we worship our God. Please stand.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Let's be seated for a moment, please. Add my welcome to you all as we gather this evening for this important occasion. For those of you who are part of the life of St. Mark's, you might sense that you've seen rather more of me than you might normally do in the last few weeks, in that we were here on a Sunday evening a couple of weeks ago for Lynn's licensing to be the chaplain to the universities at Medway. And then some of you were at the cathedral just over a week ago for Amanda's ordination. And tonight we're here to commission and license Terry for new ministry, of which we'll say a bit more later on. And there was even another bit that most of you didn't see, actually, because down at the university campus 10 days or so ago, we had an event to open the new faith space there, and it was good to gather there as well. Now, all of these things actually are, they may seem sort of disconnected, but in my mind, they're kind of connected. And it's about the reshaping and renewal of our calling to mission and ministry in the communities in this part of Gillingham, and particularly in responding to the changes that we see around us in terms of population, in terms of housing, in terms of the groups of people who are living in this part of this town. And so tonight sits within that context and is an opportunity for us to affirm and pray for another part of mission, which we're looking forward to seeing initiated in this area, and we'll be saying a bit more about what that might look like as we go through this evening's service. However, the focal point of our gathering tonight is our commissioning of Terry as a lay minister, a lay worker, and that is within this parish of St. Mark, but he's also here tonight because he will be leading this new initiative, and that's all connected together. And we have one or two formal bits to do of that, and we're now going to do one of those as Anne, as the area dean, comes and presents Terry to me and to you for his licensing.
Bishop, I present to you Terry Whittaker and ask you to license him as lay worker to St. Mark's Gillingham to be leader designate of Reach at Gillingham Pier.
And thank you for presenting, Terry. Thank you for your support as Area Dean for this initiative. Thank you to all who've been part of developing this sense of vision and the sense that Terry is being called to lead this particular piece of work. Thank you. Terry, you have been chosen to be lay worker here at St. Mark's Gillingham and also leader designate of Reach at Gillingham Pier. Do you believe that God is calling you to this ministry?
I do so believe.
Terry, before you are licensed for this ministry, you must by law make the declaration of assent and declare obedience to the bishop. So I now call upon you to make these declarations. The Church of England is part of the one holy Catholic and apostolic church, worshipping the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It professes the faith uniquely revealed in the Holy Scriptures and set forth in the Catholic creeds, which faith the church is called upon to proclaim afresh in each generation. Led by the Holy Spirit, it has borne witness to Christian truth in its historic formularies, the 39 Articles of Religion, the Book of Common Prayer, and the Ordering of Bishops, Priests, and Deacons. In the declaration you are about to make, will you affirm your loyalty to this inheritance of faith as your inspiration and guidance under God in bringing the grace and truth of Christ to this generation and making him known to those in your care?
I, Terry Whittaker, do so affirm and accordingly declare my belief in the faith which is revealed in the Holy Scriptures and set forth in the Catholic creeds, and to which the historic formularies of the Church of England bear witness. And in public prayer, I will use only the forms of service which are authorised or allowed by canon. I, Terry Whittaker, will give due obedience to the Lord Bishop of Rochester and his successors in all things lawful and honest.
Terry has declared his belief that God is calling him to this new ministry. And so in a moment of quietness, we pray for him and for all who are called to share in the ministry of God. God, our Father, Lord of all the world, through your Son you have called us into the fellowship of your universal church. Hear our prayer for your faithful people, that in their vocation and ministry each may be an instrument of your love. And give to your servant Terry, now to be commissioned, the needful gifts of grace. Through our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Remain seated as we hear our first Bible reading.
This reading is from Exodus 3, verses 11 to 14. But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to the Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" And God said, "I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain." Moses said to God, "Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you.' And they ask me, 'What is his name?' Then what shall I tell them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am have sent me to you." This is the word of the Lord.
Our second reading this evening is from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 15 to 17. But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behaviour in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. It is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I fly there. Come quickly, your will.
is the kingdom yours? Is the power yours? Is the glory forever? Amen. Oh, let heaven come on earth as it is in heaven. Let heaven come to earth as it is in heaven. Let heaven come.
As heaven meets earth in Jesus Christ, so may heaven meet earth today in us and through us. To your praise and glory, O God. Amen. Please be seated. When some of us met with Terry recently to talk about the vision for the initiative that he will lead at Gillingham Pier, he referred us to the verses which we heard for our second reading, and particularly the sentence and a half which says, "Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you, to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect." We'll refer to that again in a moment or two. But first I'm going to ask Archdeacon Simon, the Archdeacon of Rochester, to come and share some thoughts around this initiative and how he sees it.
Two minutes. This new mission initiative known as Reach at Gillingham Pier serves an area you'll see on page 2 of the Order of Service that stretches from the Dockside retail development in the west to Gillingham Marina in the east, with the Medway, obviously, in the north, and Pier Road to the south. You got that visual image in your mind. Sometimes parish boundaries don't reflect the reality of new housing developments. And the risk is each parish thinks that someone else is looking after the new development, or our mission simply becomes salami sliced as we look at it. Thankfully, the bishop has it in his capacity to make what we call a bishop's mission order, which allows a specific piece of mission to happen across parish boundaries. We can look at a new housing, retail and leisure development in a different way, with a leader nominated to the patch and given the authority to pursue mission. In the 19th century, as towns were expanded, the Victorians built lots of churches. And you can see that legacy in Gillingham. It's what we might call the heavy footprint of mission. Today, as Gillingham expands again, we don't want quickly to create new parishes or build new churches, but just to give permission for people to get on with building relationships, offering hospitality, fostering community, caring for those who are left out or left behind, pointing to the love of God for all in Christ. It's what you might call the light footprint of mission. And it's this that we mark tonight as Terry is commissioned. I want to say thank God for St. Mark's Gillingham, its people and its leaders in mission, who've expressed the faith and the desire to do something new in God. From the time of Abraham, God has honored the commitment of those who journey in faith without knowing exactly where they will end up. Who knows what good will come of this initiative? Like a sailing ship that senses the wind is stirring, we are hoisting a sail tonight and trusting God. Some of us may want to join the new community. Others may wish to encourage and to pray. Together, tonight, we begin a new journey in faith and hope.
The fact that Simon and I are here tonight with you is an indication that this initiative is one which has, as it were, support and encouragement from within our wider diocesan family. And I think we might also say funding too, actually. So it is a partnership between the diocese, the parish of St. Mark's Gillingham, which has caught something of the vision for this, and the wider family of the Gillingham Deanery as well. And as Simon's already indicated, the piece of geography flows across different parishes within the deanery, and Anne's presence here as the area dean indicates that this is seen in that wider setting. Into the new residential areas across that part of Gillingham, in coming years, varieties of people will move. We know already that there is student housing there, and the connectivity, therefore, with the other role which we licensed the other evening here of the chaplaincy to the university is a really important one. We know also that there is housing for older people there, or more mature people. And there will be other housing which people have bought as an investment, and there will be relatively short-term tenants coming and going, and who knows who else will be part of that community, or that potential community, or collection of communities, which is going to develop there at Gillingham Pier over these coming years. Though the precise shape of that population will change over the years, what we do know is that a substantial number of people are going to be living there. And they are people who may not naturally look to one of the existing parish churches in the area if they happen to wake up one Sunday morning and think, oh, I'd like to go to church. Or actually there may be someone who would never think on a Sunday morning, oh, I'd like to go to church. But actually, that's why it's really important that church goes to where they are. And church goes, as Simon's indicated, not in the form of a neo-Gothic building that we think might look nice, but primarily in the form of people. And with Terry as the, as it were, the focal point, but it's not just about him. It's about those who will be part of that initiative with him that he will lead with SADU's guidance. What is to be offered there is friendship, relationship, relatedness with those people who will respond to God's call to be part of this initiative. People, we pray, from St. Mark's, but not just from St. Mark's, people from other Christian communities as well, perhaps, who will catch something of that vision, will go to be among those people and to offer the hand of friendship and welcome, to seek to discern what good and wholesome and fruitful community might mean in that particular place. For those who are there just for a short period as students, for those who may be there for a period of time as they rent a flat, for those who may actually put their roots down and be there for rather longer. How will they sense that they belong? Who will help them to see they belong? Where will they fit? And in that and through that, as those relationships are built, so we pray also that there will be opportunity to introduce those people to the possibility of another kind of relationship, namely a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And as part of that, a relationship with God's people, the church. And that may happen in different orders for different people, as it always has done down the centuries. And the reason that Terry chose this passage as our second reading, as he explained to me a few weeks ago, is that the kind of philosophy behind this is not that a group of wonderful Christians turn up and sort of bludgeon everybody into believing, as it were, but they're just there. And they're, by their presence and by who they are, hopefully they're commending. They're commending the Lord Jesus Christ and they're commending God's church. And yes, they will give an answer when asked, but they're not going to force that. It's the building of the relationships that comes first. And then as people perhaps are intrigued or as they begin to wonder what this is all about, then will be the opportunity to speak of that hope which we have in Jesus Christ. And hope is a gift, which is one I think we need very much in our world today, and which we can hold out in different forms to the people who will become part of these communities down at Gillingham Pier. And with gentleness and with respect for those people, for their lifestyles, for their backgrounds, for the different things that make them who they are, we will be able, we pray, to offer that word of hope, that word of encouragement, that word which enables people to discover who they are called to be, where they fit in, where they belong. In our first reading, there we find Moses somewhat anxious about his calling. And any of us who respond to God's call, I hope, have that sense of anxiety about it. As it were, who? Me? Are you sure? And I suspect Terry's got a certain amount of that tonight. And others will have too as they work alongside him. But this is a pattern which has existed certainly as far as Moses and actually back beyond Moses, of God calling people into particular things for particular times. And this wonderful category of being that the Church of England's canons provide us with, namely a lay worker, enables us to recognise that call in Terry's case. When the Church of England invented lay workers, it didn't have someone like Terry in mind. This was a category of ministry which was invented, I think I've got this right, primarily for women parish workers in days long, long, long before anyone had even dreamt of the possibility that women might one day be ordained. And this was the only thing that was possible. Well, we've been able to give a fresh expression to lay workers, and we're using it in different categories. For lay chaplains, for example, for lay workers and lay missioners such as Terry. And it's primarily suitable where somebody is actually going to be, as it were, employed and deployed into that post, because it gives a framework of support and accountability and authorization for that ministry. And that's why we are licensing Terry tonight to be a lay worker in the Church of England. I've had to satisfy myself that he is of suitable character and such like, and I think that's probably okay. And so it's a great joy that we're able to do this. Not just so that he has a nice document with the bishop's seal on it to say that he's able to do this, but because it gives an affirmation to this calling and an affirmation to this piece of work. And so it is indeed set within the context, yes, of the life of the people of God here at St. Mark's, but also within the context of the fellowship of other parishes and churches here in the north part of Gillingham, and within the wider diocesan fellowship as part of our desire, aspiration, intention that the mission of God should be reimagined and expressed in ways that are appropriate for the communities which we're seeking to serve in today's world. Just a few miles away, we're doing something that is similar in concept but different in how it looks in the town centre of Chatham, where, as many of you will know, some decades ago, we closed not just one but two parish churches there. Well, the good news is we're reopening one of them. And we have a new mission initiative in that place. And it's just lovely that in this part of Medway, we've actually got two of these quite significant initiatives in mission, and three if you count the university as well, which I do, which is actually saying, I think, that we believe that God is calling us to renew and refresh our approach to mission and ministry in this part of the world. And I hope you find that encouraging, because it is an encouragement. And it's a clear sense that this is what we are called to do, to invest people and resource and time and energy and imagination and creativity and worship and prayer in growing that sense of the reality and presence of God in these communities. And so tonight the focus is particularly on commissioning Terry. But we do that within the wider context of this sense of the refreshing of God's call to the people of God in this part of God's kingdom. That for years to come, there may be a lively Christian presence here. And there may be those in our communities who are ready when that opportunity arises to give an answer to everyone who asks. That we may give the reason for the hope that we have. And we do it with gentleness and with respect. So may God bless us all as we in our different ways take part in and support this response to God's calling. Amen. I invite you to be seated, please. We now come to the part of our service where I will formally license Terry as a lay worker. I will in a few moments ask you to express your support for him in this, and we will pray with him for God's blessing. So Terry, will you be faithful in calling and caring for the people of God?
By the grace of God, I will.
Will you be diligent in prayer, in reading Holy Scripture, and in all studies that will deepen your faith and fit you to bear witness to the truth of the gospel?
By the grace of God, I will.
Will you endeavor to fashion your life according to the way of Christ?
By the grace of God, I will.
Will you promote unity, peace, and love in the church and in the world, and especially among those whom you serve?
By the grace of God, I will.
Will you work closely with your colleagues in ministry and encourage the gifts of others?
By the grace of God, I will.
I'd like to stand, please. My brothers and sisters, it is the duty of every Christian to witness to the crucified and risen Christ. Will you now affirm this ministry in your midst and do all you can to support Terry in his calling?
We will.
Will you continually pray for him?
We will.
Will you uphold and encourage him in his ministry?
We will.
I invite you to remain standing in an attitude of prayerfulness as Terry kneels. We hold a moment of prayerful quietness. And I commission Terry for this ministry by reading the words of the license, which I will give to him. James, by divine permission, Bishop of Rochester, to our beloved in Christ, Terence James Whittaker, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We do hereby grant you our license and authority to serve as a lay worker in the benefice of Gillingham St. Mark within our diocesan jurisdiction, and to carry out such duties at any time as are authorized by canon and are directed by the minister of the church. And so we commend you to Almighty God, humbly praying in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that his blessing may rest upon you and your work. In testimony of which we have set our hand and affixed our episcopal seal this 8th day of October in the year of our Lord 2017, in the 14th year of our consecration and the 7th year of our translation. Terry, receive this charge in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we pray that God will equip Terry with those gifts which are needful for this ministry, and that he will renew within Terry calling and gifting for this work. May Almighty God, giver of all good gifts, so clothe you with holiness of life and fill you with the desire of the Spirit that you may faithfully serve in this ministry to the glory of the everlasting name. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you and remain with you now and always. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have a brand new licensed lay worker.
Thank you.
first act of worship will be leading us in a time of prayer. Please be seated.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you've given us so much. You've given us a beautiful world. You've created us to be together, to be in community, to care and to love for each other. And yet we make such a mess of it. Our world is rent with violence, with aggression, with greed and conceit. We create an environment where we can't talk to each other than by using electronic devices. We've just lost the art of conversation. And we're sorry. Lord, we acknowledge that you're the answer. You are love. And love is the answer.
And we pray, Lord Jesus, that you can reveal that truth in us and renew that truth in us each day and help each one of us, whether we know you or otherwise, to respond accordingly. To the glory of your name, amen. And let's say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
We know that nobody responds to God's call in isolation, so we're going to ask Terry's family to come and join him here, and Saju will lead us through as various members of the community here come and offer particular prayers for them.
Let's pray.
Father God, we pray now for Terry and for Joe, Charlie and Connor and Rory. God, we give you thanks for this family. We give you thanks for their love of you, for the love of God's people. I pray now in the name of Yeshua, Jesus of Nazareth, that he would give all of you the deep desire to engage with the brokenhearted and the lost, that he would strengthen you from on high, that he would lead you and he would bless your ministry in all that you do. And that, as we spoke of earlier, that you would, all of you, always be ready and able and willing with gentleness and compassion to give an account and reason of the hope that you have within you. May God bless you, make his face to shine upon you today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
As you stand on the edge of a new era, I'm going to pray particularly for Joe, Charlie, Rory, who can't be here, and Connor. Sorry, Terry. I ask God to strengthen you all by his Spirit as you leave the security of what is familiar and step out into the new. I pray for wisdom for you all as you work at where you fit in God's plan and for courage to step into new places.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, be preparing Joe, Charlie, Rory and Connor for the next adventure with you. I pray for family relationships to be firmly grounded in love. Them to be patient and understanding with each other as they all embrace these new challenges. for communication and listening to be vital ingredients in their family life, alongside quality time for each other. May their family be a beacon down at Reach. May this be a season in their lives where they know God has gone before them, preparing the way.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Father in heaven, we thank you for calling Terry to bring your word to unreached people and to build relationships on that strip of land at Gillingham Reach. I pray that God will grant you, Terry, the precious gifts of the Holy Spirit, and that the God of peace will equip you with everything good that you may do his will and so fulfill the task to which you have been called. I pray too, Lord, that he will be gracious to Joe as well. Representing Joe's and Terry's immediate personal family, namely Pip and Jim, Debs and Colin, Sarah and Andrew and Vanessa and myself, we will support Terry and Joe, along with Charlie, Connor and Rory, in prayer and in other ways as we are able. And so that Terry can undertake this initiative. And I pray also that wherever each one of the Whittaker family members is along that path that you have designated for them, in times of tribulation as well as in times of joy, they will each be able to say, "Here I stand, by and in the grace of God."
Amen.
And for the church family, I give you thanks, O Lord, for drawing this wonderful family together to share in this mission, the works that Terry is called to. And so, Lord God, be pleased to anoint their hands and feet in service and support. Be pleased, O Lord, to anoint their hearts with passion and perseverance. Lord, be pleased to anoint their heads that they may know your grace, strength. Just give you glory in all things, Lord, working to the praise of your glory and for your honour. Lift them before you, Lord, praying in the precious name of Jesus, our Lord and Saviour.
Amen.
And Lord, we just thank you for this family, for the many friendships that they forged within our body in St. Mark's, Lord. We just pray that you would encourage each of us to continue to support them in their mission, to uphold them, to just show them on a day-by-day basis that you're leading them on and that it is your will that's being done through them, Lord. And we ask all these things through Jesus' holy name.
Merciful Father, accept these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.
Terry, if that stay put, just face me.
And as we come to a closing prayer, if you can imagine gathered with Terry, those who might come to share in this work in months and years to come. And we pray with Terry and with those people who will respond to God's call to be part of the expression of God's love in the Gillingham Pier area. Almighty God, bless, we pray, this your servant and all those who will come to be alongside him in the work to which you have called them. Pour upon them the gifts of your Spirit so that they may encourage the gifts of all your people. This we ask for the good of your kingdom and through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, a few closing remarks from me and Terry.
The journey towards Gillingham Pier started when our area dean, Anne Richardson, sent the chapter. And Emil, don't deny it, you did, on the 11th of August, 2002 years ago. Anyway, you invited us to a conference. And you know, if you get an invite to a conference, you're like, oh no, you kind of, there we go. It was a conference called Leading Your Church into Growth. So she asked us clergy to bring two lay people with us. So I invited Lynn Martin, who was at the time our student and internationals ministry coordinator, and Terry Whitaker, who was at the time our church warden here at St. Mark's. What was excellent about that conference was the opportunity to engage in some excellent conversations, some blue sky thinking, and among other things, imagining what it might mean for us to be Christ's presence, a fresh expression of church, although we didn't use that language, in what we now call Reach at Gillingham Pier. We wondered what it would look like for us to provide Christ-like hospitality to the thousands of people who are going to be moving into that new homes and businesses that are being built on the north of Pier Road. After lots of prayer and series of conversations, I am delighted that this is happening. And I want to say three things, and I want to keep it very brief. The first sense is that Terry, with the various gifts that God has gifted him and Joe, are the right people to lead this mission. I shared this with Bishop James and Archdeacon Simon. Can I invite you to please pray, continue to pray and support this mission to be on this place. And we as a family, church family, support Terry, Joe, Charlie, Rory and Connor. There are going to be lots and lots of joys in mission, but dare I say there are also going to be tough times and challenges too. Don't forget Joe and Terry and Connor and Charlie and Rory in the university. God's mission made Abraham a homeless wanderer. It made Jacob a lonely exile. It made Joseph a rejected brother, a prisoner on false charges. I'm not praying these things on you right now, but I'm just saying what mission is. God's mission sentenced Israel for 400 years in Egypt and Moses for 40 years in the desert. God's mission drove David into the wilderness as a political refugee and landed Hosea in the red light district to find his wife not once but twice. God's mission nailed Jesus to the cross to die a humiliating death of a messianic pretender. God might be calling some of us here this evening to go. So if you are part of St. Mark's and if you want to go, please do, but please let me know first so we can actually work together how we fulfill mission here as well. If you're from other church, do speak to your vicars and church leaders and, of course, work with Terry as well. Second, I want to share with you, Bishop James, what I shared with the church here at St. Mark's last Sunday. I was telling the church here what an inspiration you have been to me personally, and I want to take this opportunity to publicly thank you for the way you've encouraged us. I know you don't like it and you're cringing there, but I'm aware of the big step that you've taken in sponsoring this work. It is not risk-free in so many ways, and the easier option would have been to actually appoint a pioneer or just wait it, focusing on the many, many challenges you face. On behalf of the church here, we have nothing but support from you, from Archdeacon Simon, and latterly from Matthew Gert. Matthew Gert is the Diocesan Director of Strategy and Implementation, and his team as well. So my final comment is this. In the last 18 months, I have been in my personal prayer, but also in my work in the parish and study. I've had many, many images, but one that really sticks out quite strongly is the image of the river. So on my desk many, many times I wrote down the word river and water. The purpose, I think, is becoming clear to us as we are fronting on this river Medway, including the development called Chatham Waters, a shopping center called Dockside, and the two pubs in the area called The Mast and The Riggings and Ship and Trade. God must laugh sometimes when it takes us so long to get a message.
I sense God has been here, yet like our patriarch Jacob, I did not know it.
Bishop, can you take the license back? Thanks, Edgy. I think I'm encouraged. I'm not checking my mouth. I'm just trying to recover something which gives me some order as to what I'm going to say. And I won't say much for too long. Firstly and foremost, thank you all for coming. Each one of you has touched my life in a material way. For some that are here, they've known me for, other than my immediate family, known me for 25, 30 years, have seen me through various careers, and are still on that journey with me, so thank you to them. For others, they've not known me quite so long, but each one of you, as I look around, without exception, has touched me and touched my heart and brought me to this point. On the question of touching my heart and touching me, I need to acknowledge in this forum and before God my thanks to Jo. She was the conduit, I guess, that God chose to bring me to faith. We had this debate as to whether she helped bring me to faith or whether God just made it all happen. But not only did he choose Jo to bring me to faith, but he also chose for Jo to be my wife, which was a double whammy and obviously good news. But thank you. It's a ministry we'll do together. It's a journey we'll do together. We're both convinced if we keep our eyes on Christ that we'll be going right. And we both know that involves challenge of all sorts. But we know this calling and we're ready. The vision is to be a catalyst for Christ in this place, to love people into the kingdom, to practice great hospitality, and just to be a force for good and for God in that new community. Our next steps are to arrange two open meetings. They'll be on the 11th and the 14th of November, where anyone in the deanery is welcome to come along and just hear what it is that we think God's got in store for us and see whether that's for you or not for you, as the case may be. We anticipate a group of perhaps between 12 and 18 people. And at the same time as all that's going on, now we'll be forging links with the developer, the local authority, and all the other interested agencies that are involved in that development. Throughout this time, from tomorrow onwards, we will be praying and meeting, and most importantly, eating, with those that live and work in the Reach space. There's a lot to do, but I'm excited now that we can get on with that. None of this will work without prayer, and can I just echo Saji's comment there that I would welcome, or Joe and I would both welcome, all of your prayers on an ongoing basis. We want to be defined by what we do rather than what we say. We want to work in a way that creates no barriers to engaging, whatever engaging may look like. And we want people to know that we are different and come to a place of asking why. Our job is not to judge, nor is it to force the pace at which people engage, discover, and maybe even come to faith. For some, our role may only be to walk a part of their journey, and that's fine. But in it all, God will be our guide, and in him we trust. But enough of me, and enough of this. We've got a song, we've got a blessing, and then we've got cheese, biscuits, and wine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth. Blessed be the name of the Lord, now and forever. Amen. So may the boldness of the Spirit transform you. May the gentleness of the Spirit lead you. May the gifts of the Spirit equip you to serve and worship God. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go in the power of Christ.
We have the gospel to proclaim.
Go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.
Strength of God.